Pay lacking for militia for extra duty in Atlanta. The Atlanta Constitution, Saturday, 14th August, 1915, page 5, column 3. Capital Gossip. Beach, Ned McIntosh. The General Assembly, having adjourned without making any provision for defraying the expense of the state militia for its duty during the demonstrations which followed the commutation of the sentence of Leo M. Frank, some plan by which the money may be obtained is now being sought. To this end, Colonel Orville Hall, of the 5th Regiment, and others called upon the governor on Friday. The governor now has the matter under consideration. The expense was about $5,000, including pay for the men, and sustenance for the men and horses, and two injury claims. Governor signs bill to pay teachers. Promptly. Governor Harris on Friday signed the bill passed by the General Assembly providing for the prompt payment of the school teachers by use of the governor's monthly warrant. Governor Harris took a great interest in this bill, and he did not mind admitting on Friday that he signed the bill with pomp and ceremony. Member of House resigns to accept federal position. Representative J.J. Averett of Walton County has resigned from his membership in the General Assembly. When he handed his resignation to Governor Harris, he stated that he had resigned on the ground that he had accepted a federal government position, which would make it impossible for him to serve longer in the Assembly. Supreme Court decides Macon Trust case. The Supreme Court of Georgia on Friday handed down an opinion in the case of the Southern Ice Company against the Atlantic Ice and Coal Corporation, ruling that superior courts have no right to fix the prices of commodities. The Southern Ice and Coal Company of Macon had filed an equitable petition in Bibb Superior Court against the Atlantic Corporation, asking temporary and permanent injunction restraining the Atlantic Ice and Coal Corporation from further reducing the price of ice. It was alleged that the latter concern, through handling the output of Macon companies, forced the price down in unfair competition with the petitioner. The defendant demurred on the ground that the Superior Court had no jurisdiction in fixing the price of commodities, and the demurrer was sustained. The plaintiff appealed, and the lower court was affirmed.